A consortium of legal clinics across the country, including one at the University of Denver, are working to help troubled war veterans get the health care and other benefits they may have lost. That includes troops who were kicked out for misconduct like those we've reported on before with NPR. 5280 Magazine's features editor, Casey Cordell, writes about an effort to help those troubled veterans. She spoke with KUNC News Director Michael Diawana.
I want to say you picked up on some of the reporting that I did with NPR investigative correspondent Daniel Zwerdling at Fort Carson in Colorado Springs. Troops with problems like post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and brain injuries were kicked out for things like showing up to formation late or driving drunk. A dozen U.S. senators demanded answers from the Army. And earlier this year, the Army said it looked at the 22,000 cases we uncovered and concluded that under a very narrow interpretation of regulations, that just a tiny handful were discharged improperly. That leaves many troops out of the military looking elsewhere for help. There's a free clinic for vets at DU. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. It's called the Veterans Advocacy Project, and it's been around for about 2 years now. It was started by a professor there, the externship coordinator, Ann Vessels, whose son was a Marine for 8 years. And when he came back, had some difficulty accessing his VA benefits simply because there was such a huge backlog.
That's the VA, being the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Yes, thank you. And so she wanted to do something to help veterans in similar situations access their benefits and created the clinic through DU's law school and discovered over the course of the past 2 years that while many of their cases were about accessing VA benefits, a growing number were former military personnel who were seeking to upgrade their statuses from other than honorable to general or honorable. The DD-214, which is the paperwork that you get when you get out of the military, if you have an other than honorable, it's stamped on there. So when you go to apply for a job, every employer is going to look at that and say, many of them have concerns. So you might have trouble getting a job.
Right. It follows you around. And then there are the perks that can be lost, too.
Right. Your GI Bill, for instance, the education bill. There's other benefits to the VA. Home loans might be one of them, other things like that.
You talked to one veteran who was part of the story I did with NPR.
Yes.
With Danny Zwerdling. His name was Larry Morrison. So he's gone to this DU clinic.
Yes. He is a client of the Veterans Advocacy Project. In fact, he is working with Anne and her son, the Marine, who's now in law school. And so Larry, as you know, was in the Army for 20 years. He served 3 combat tours in Iraq, 1 in Afghanistan. He was also over in Bosnia in the 90s. And close to the end of his 20 years, they determined that his PTSD had grown chronic and debilitating, and he was set to be medically retired. He had a few run-ins with the law and some unsavory characters, shall we say, toward the end of his service. He had a DUI and a careless driving charge. He was, instead of being medically retired, he was recommended for an other than honorable discharge, which is what he got. And so after 20 years in the military, he is now in San Antonio, Texas, without access to his VA health care, benefits, pension, GI Bill, and he's working construction at 44 to try to make ends meet.
So he goes into this DU clinic, and then what is he hoping will happen?
He is hoping he will be successful both in his appeal with the It's called a discharge review board, and that is an organization. It's a panel of 5 to 10 officers who will review his case and determine essentially whether or not the discharge was appropriate. It's a very convoluted process, which is why you have attorneys helping a lot of these guys and gals. But he's actually asked for a hearing as opposed to simply a paper review because he thinks he will be more successful in that realm.
What is the likelihood that he will be successful? Do you know how other cases like his have gone in the past?
Not his exactly. I mean, I think there's reason to be hopeful as a result of some recent legislation. The Fairness for Veterans Act was passed in December of last year, which essentially asked that these review boards look at cases where PTSD, traumatic brain injury, MST or military sexual trauma is involved and consider that they may have materially contributed to the misconduct that got the individual kicked out. That essentially codifies the Hagel memo, which came out in 2014. And since that memo came out, Yale did a study of some of the Army's review boards and determined that the percentage of discharges that were upgraded went from something under 4% to like 45%.
Remind me when Larry was discharged again.
He was discharged, I believe the initial recommendation came out in 2015, but he was officially separated in February of 2016.
That's about where our reporting with NPR left off with Larry. And that says to me that this process can take years.
Yes. So his attorneys filed their brief in March. And that process for a hearing with the discharge review board can take up to a year and a half just to get the hearing.
And he doesn't know what the answer will be.
Correct.
Thanks for joining me today.
Appreciate
it.
Absolutely.